the God of this world is trying to get the mind of each one of us to follow him and turn our back against God. Try to indoctrinate all the children in the ways he patterned this world. He rule in the affairs of the mind of men. Am I making sense? So, everything, Hollywood, entertainment, everything is patterned after the God of this world. That's a ruler that rules the minds of men. So, if you don't protect your children and protect yourself, your mind is going to take after the mind of this world and you'll be struggling spiritually. It's a fight. It's a fight. So, and be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Transformed. Transformed. That's a version of you before you got saved. That's a version of you last year. There will be another version of you this year. Another version of, based on how transformed your mind will be. Or how well you transform your mind. Am I making sense? You will struggle. You can speak it out and struggle in obeying God, hearing God, working with God, serving God. If your mind is not renewed after the ways of God. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Do you think the way God thinks? Am I making sense? So, God will have mercy on me. I don't know. I'm trying to push so much to us in a very short time. Now, are you seeing this? So, he said, there's a God of this world. So, the God of this world, that is the devil. He attacks the mind of everybody with everything that around us. He will use culture. He will use, religion. He will use entertainment. He will use whatever he needs to use. Video game, everything, movies. So it's a fight. It's a fight. The devil wants us to accept him at all costs. And God wants us to accept him at all costs. So it's a man. Now go to Romans chapter 8 from verse 6. You can show on the old King James. Show on the new King James. Let me see how. Okay. Can we read this together? Or read from verse 5. Let me see what you see from verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. What are the things of the flesh? The thing that only gratify flesh doesn't gratify anything, doesn't glorify God, doesn't have anything to do with God. Fleshy things, material things, mundane things, sin. Am I making sense? Say, for those who live according to the flesh, the dictates of the flesh. The dictates of the flesh is the dictate of the fallen nature of man. The fallen nature is always things that are contrary to the things of God. So, he says, they set their minds on the things of the flesh or the natural things. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Okay? So, it's two things. So, we have to live in the Spirit. Yet we're in the flesh. It's a battle. It's a war. It's a lot of work. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. To be carnally what? Minded. What is carnality? Natural things. Falling state of man. The thing that does not glorify God. Smoking, drinking, drugs, everything that is wrong in this world is carnality. For to be carnally minded. Saying negative work, curse yourself out, curse everybody out. They say, it's fun, it's cool, but it's carnally minded. The Bible says, he that wants to live long, let him refrain his mouth from evil things, from cursing. But yet, the world, they curse. Even some Christians curse. And when they curse, they start to feel good. But you are killing yourself. Because God can never lie. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be what? Spiritually minded. So, people can be carnally minded, and people can be what? Spiritually minded. So, what mind do you and I possess? It depends on how well you train your mind. To be carnally minded is death. God says it's death because it will lead to destruction. For example, this is carnally minded. You think everything in this world is just money. So money, 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 money. You run after money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Am I making sense? That is because money can say, look, me and my wife, we were talking yesterday.